USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Houthi rebels claim that their drones took out Saudi Arabia's biggest oil facility. He says they're lying and that they have evidence that Iran carried out the attack. There's new satellite imagery showing whoever carried out the airstrike used sophisticated technology. How this will affect what you pay at the pump is still an open question. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the extent of the damage at the Saudi facility is still unknown.
Some even believe that the duration of a price spike could be quite short if the U.S. and other countries release strategic petroleum reserves in order to stave off an extreme price spike.
United Auto Workers who work at General Motors are still threatening to go on strike at midnight unless there's a last-minute settlement. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Could peace talks with the Taliban be revived anytime soon? USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump has declared talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan dead after it took responsibility for an attack a week ago that killed an American soldier. But a negotiating team from the Taliban has been in Russia, arriving on Friday for talks with Kremlin officials. It's been called a notable development by some international analysts, suggesting the Taliban does want to underscore continued interest in dialogue, even after President Trump pulled the plug on those U.S.-Taliban talks. And a spokesman for the Taliban has said that the group is still communicating with U.S. negotiators, at least to figure out what it should do next.
President Trump said he discussed the possibility of a mutual defense treaty during a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israeli elections are only a few days away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The state of New York is now looking to ban all e-cigarettes. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is pushing to enact a statewide ban on the sale of flavored e-cigarettes amid growing health concerns connected to vaping, especially among young people. The Democrat announced the state health commissioner would be making a recommendation this week to the state public health and health planning council. The council can issue emergency regulations that would go into effect as soon as they are voted on and start being enforced as soon as 2 weeks following a short grace period for retailers. In announcing the action, Cuomo sharply criticized the flavors that are for sale, like bubblegum and cotton candy, which he says are obviously targeted to young people and highly effective at getting the young people. The biggest player in the industry, Juul Labs, Inc., said it's reviewing the announcement but agreed with the need for action. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Tropical Storm Humberto is still growing in the Atlantic and may reach hurricane strength, but so far it continues to miss the battered northern islands in the Bahamas. Meteorologist Eric Van Dam says Humberto should remain well offshore of Florida's east coast.
The only real concerns for the southeast United States, dangerous rip currents and dangerous surf being picked up from the system as it departs eastward quickly into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
But the tropical storm winds could reach Category 2 hurricane strength by midweek. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.